This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The Hlanganani Midday Show with me, Kanya May. We gave you some Taylor Swift, and the time now is 28 minutes past 10 on your Friday morning. Now we're going to get right into it. We are, we have loads of interviews today. We're talking all things film, all things entertainment. But kicking us off, today, we have the pleasure of speaking to Mu Nkolosi, a distinguished senior marketing executive with over 17 years of rich and diverse experience across multiple industries from manufacturing to film and television, where, he's currently serving as the head of marketing and communication at the KZN Film Commission, where he is instrumental in developing the film industry in KZN and promoting the province as Africa's premier film destination. Previously, Mu held the position of head of marketing at SABC's Ukosi FM. His experience is just insane. He approaches marketing with consistency, dedicated to business solutions, enhancing profitability, optimizing brand value, and minimizing risk. And he's got a solid track record doing all of these wonderful things. So we are excited to speak. He's been doing the rounds, speaking about the Sabelo Awards, and he's been, so we're so glad that he's here with us now. We're going to jump right into it. We're talking all things film, what's happening in the film industry in KZN, in Africa, because it's Africa Month, right? So we've got lots of things to talk about. So thank you, Mr. Mu Nkolosi, for joining us. How are you today?
Greetings, Kanya, and greetings to your listeners. I'm very good today. I hope the same for you and your listeners.
Yes, yeah, we're good. It's a Friday here. We're getting ready for the weekend.
Awesome. That's brilliant. It means another beginning of another week, right?
Not yet. We've got 2 days before that. So let's get right into it. Can you share a little bit about your journey in the marketing field, you know, from your beginnings? Now you're here with the KZN Film Commission. What was that journey like?
Thank you so much. I'm just starting to hear you clearly. If you could just pick up the volume on your side, but I did get the question. I've been around in the marketing field. I think maybe just important to just paint a picture that first when I trained, I didn't train as a marketer. I trained as a scientist. I've got a Bachelor of Science degree on it. And then after that, I just wanted to go into, chemical marketing. So then I took the marketing qualification. So as a result, I ended up in medical marketing. So, my first, years were in medical marketing, with the, a multinational. So that's where my journey actually started. And then after that, I then moved on as I pursued my studies and grew at it. I wanted to do classical marketing. So I went to Nestle, I went to Coca-Cola, I don't know if can I mention the names?
we'll find out.
they haven't paid. All right, so they must pay.
So
ended up at Unilever, and then of course went into the media industry through SABC, and now with KZN doing film. So just focusing a little bit, I've been there now for over 5 years, and really looking at pushing KZN as a destination for film. And this is enticing big productions in South Africa, Africa and the world to come and shoot in KZN, to really position KZN as the best filming destination. But also working in the branding space, which is my passion. I'm passionate about branding. I'm passionate about strategy development. And so a bit of focus there as well, because KZN Film is an entity of government that wasn't much known locally, so I wanted to really bolster that and push it up, make sure that every single person who may have some sort of a need in the space knows that they've KZN Film as a partner, for them to be able to see their destiny or to see their vision. And so we've done that work. That's what we've been doing. But more than that, the institution itself has a mandate to develop the industry. And one particular area that I focused on myself is ensuring that once the stories are made, once you have a story, try and support the industry in terms of marketing and distribution of that content. So that's really just my short background. But I've been around. As I said, I've seen big brands make contribution in the marketing and communication space. And the most recent, just before film, was radio, where we worked on taking Kozi FM. You know, from just over 5 million to about 7.9 million. It was part of that move, big move there, huge milestone. They're still pretty much there now. They're about 8 million and, it's been 6 years I've left that space. So it tells you that was a big jump. So they're really kind of trying to adapt to that change. So I'm saying that, you know, with absolute humility. But yeah, so that's been my, you know, my game. I'm a marketer. You know, I love marketing. I love communication. And now, yes, film.
Yeah, so you touched on lots of things there. I'm just going to pick out the one. How do your strategies change between the industries, or has it been seamless? Because, you know, marketing is marketing, or does it vary drastically across industries?
Yeah, it varies. It varies in terms of the product. I mean, as a marketer, if there are any marketing people that are listening now, they would tell you that one of the 9 P's that we have is one which is product. So it varies in terms of product, that these are different products that you're pushing. But in terms of the other P's, it's pretty much the same in terms of, you know, promotion, you know, pricing, where we had to work on pricing and that. So all other P's are pretty much the same. So it's just the change in terms of the product. Of course, you've got to understand the product, because that's what you sell and that's what you push. So that's just the adjustment. Once that is in place, then you're able to bring, you know, your other, you know, support, strategies, and you're able to, you know, to drive in the space. But for me, it's been, building this round, you know, person who's not, who does not have a narrow, view, of the industry. So it brings the general understanding, of the economy, you know, and the contribution of different, products, in either giving, livelihood to our people, for our economies to thrive, for people to get jobs and so on. So that's been the understanding for me, but also then bringing it back to marketing is also, the understanding and learning that marketing is not just pushing their product. It's looking beyond that. It's looking to how do we impact the lives of people. And you're able to trace that nicely when you get different industries. You look at different products that you push out, some of them very good, some of them not that good, some of them really, really good in terms of pushing the mandate of, you know, of growing our people, growing our country and the economy.
Yes. So essentially now, your product is KZN, right? And it's film in South Africa. Now, we know it's a good product, right? But what are some of the challenges that you've come across in trying to get engagements with people overseas, or even just other provinces, in seeing KZN as a destination for film?
Yeah, there are key things that you, You know, when you take the product overseas, there are key things that that really need to be in place. First of all, no doubt we've got a beautiful, beautiful, you know, terrain in terms of KZN is a beautiful space. And also its diversity in terms of, you know, its landscape. I mean, from beach, to bed, to bushy, you know, we've got desert, we've got the wetland, you know what I mean? We've got the upper north, traditionally, and heritage type of landscapes. And then you've got the south coast, which is quite different from that. The coast itself, I mean, the 600K, coastline. But also the fact that, you can work here, it's warm. You know, the, you know, one other, the diversity of the weather itself, that on one day, it's not foreign, that in KZN, you could shoot in one day, but shoot, where there's ice, which is up, in the bed, and find that it's raining in one space, but there's full sunlight, in the coast. With just one day or 2 days, you can wrap up, your shoot because of that diversity, but also with a melting pot of culture and heritage. So KZN is beautiful. But KZN is, in terms of stacking up, you know, against its competition or co-opetition, which is Johannesburg and Cape Town, we lag behind in terms of some of the key infrastructure that you need, and that becomes a bit of a difficulty when you engage, because people yes want to come and shoot, but do you have studios? And that's the lack that we have. You know, on our side, we don't have studios, but other issues have become, you know, the whole issue of crime, the whole issue of, the perceptions that, KZN has harbored in terms of, you know, crime and grime. Mm. So all those issues, they kind of, you know, pop up. Why? Because I think as a country, we're not like America. We're not the people that say, yes, we have problems, but when we go on social or anywhere, we speak positive about our space. And that's because maybe we don't understand, what impact and what power we have in our fingers when we push that X, you know, post, about our space. And I think that's just the challenge that we have, that, we need to get our people behind us, behind the mandate itself of drawing, whether tourists or business people, in this case would be the productions that want to come and shoot in the country. But issue number one is it's safe. And that's the biggest problem that we sometimes battle to balance, we battle to convince on, other than the fact that there's some key infrastructure that we are on our way in terms of developing, and there's a lot that's on the pipeline, but it's been a huge hindrance, you know, up until now, that even when people land in South Africa, and when they trying to tick or check those boxes, they end up going to Cape Town because they are studios, media studios and this and that. But of course, you know, anywhere and everywhere there are challenges. They are not insurmountable, and we continue and push, and we're getting a number of big productions coming to KZN, as you may know.
Yes. So, speaking of, you know, these people coming into KZN and making all their movies, and obviously you've been there seeing how KZN is being received and what opportunities are coming out. So, what are some of the key trends or developments in the global film industry that you think KZN should be capitalizing on at the moment?
Sorry, I didn't get towards the end of your question. I couldn't get to you quite frankly.
Yeah, no, so I'm just asking, what are some key trends or developments in the global film industry that you think KZN should be capitalizing on at the moment?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you know, anybody who's sitting at home now or in their studio ever and they're writing a story, there is this thing of thinking, the films that are coming out of Hollywood and perhaps we need to do something similar. The trends out in the world at the moment are looking for or are falling for something different from what you know has been seen all along. The main thing for us is to really try and tell our stories, but tell them in our own way, but tell our local stories and not adapt them to what we see out there. The world is looking for something different. It's looking for something unique, something that's fresh. And that's why I think lately you will see, even in the music industry, there's more and more of our artists that are going up there. They are scooping awards and bringing them back. And when you look at all those that do that, you will see that they have a unique product that is uniquely South African that does not really follow the trend or follow the way or the design that you see out there. I would say that's the key thing for me, that we really need to make sure that we tell our stories, and there must be Cajun stories. But still, it's part of our stories. We've got to make sure that there are stories that have a positive, that sells our country, that sells our province. Because while they're looking at a unique story, but also the issues that I spoke about earlier on, issues of safety and the whole rest of them, they form the perception which assists in the final decision of where are they going to go and shoot. Yeah, so I would say there is that. But the other trend, you may know, that there is an event that's coming up called Resurgence. Mm-hmm. That event that's coming up is talking about most of the black offshores, black individuals offshores, really tracking and tracing their roots, wanting to go back home, and Africa is their home. And there's that trend that a number of them are looking for opportunities to come and do work, this side of the globe. And this is where now we need to align ourselves. We make sure that we're ready to receive them and we're ready to support that kind of edge, because it's quite strong. You know, it's really trying to connect with your own roots, which is quite deep. And this is something that we need to be at the end of that kind of trend as well. So yeah, so I would say those are two main that I can talk about today.
Yes. And now with pushing authentic stories, you know, we've been talking about this actually this week, about the power of authentic stories and of unfinished stories through stereotypes, right? How do we safeguard against, even with marketing, but when we're telling the story about KZN, or when filmmakers are making stories about people from KZN, how do we avoid, I'm trying to find the phrase, but there's this idea that something isn't African enough, but that's not by our terms, right? And then it doesn't translate overseas because people already have these stereotypes in their head. So how do we safeguard against being authentic and but not falling into that stereotypical space as well?
Sure. That is probably one of the biggest questions that I think it's in many tables, in festivals and all that, really trying to unpack that. But what I always say is that, your listeners, writing and telling a story is a traumatic. And that's why sometimes you will plan that you want to tell the story and the story just goes different directions. And when it does that, somewhat it's violating you trying to control it or push it. It is, I am the story and this is my journey and this is where I'm going. So it's spiritual. I would say we need to be authentic and honest about our stories. I think what brings the stereotype is the very thing that maybe we're not honest. It's still an element of us that is looking at the other end or the other side of the shores or wherever and saying, yes, this is a story, but must do this, it must not do that. I believe, like I shared with you that I'm passionate in brands. Brands leave, they have a spirit, they hear you. Stories are the same. And it for me, it's just being honest and tell the story as it is. But what happens is that there is a level of interpretation when people interpret the story. And you will never be sure that in one room, two people will interpret, the story in the same way. And I think there are things that perhaps in my opinion that we should not be worrying too much about. We should just be making sure that we tell the stories authentically, but we are honest in telling those stories. And the stories will just drive, will go. As I said, it's quite spiritual. They will go where they're supposed to go and they will address issues that are supposed to address.
Yes. And now, look, I can keep talking to you for the whole day, but I know you're a very busy man, so I won't keep you for much longer. But you were speaking about the importance of personal branding, right? You were talking about you making sure that you're in a space that you are not kind of pigeonholed into one industry. So it's careers fair here at MUT. So what are some advice that you would give our listeners about building themselves up and setting themselves up for success, regardless of the industry that they're in?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I had the full question. If you could just repeat that, I'll try and listen much closer now.
Yes. So it's the careers fair this week here at MUT. And you've spoken about the importance of personal branding. So I just wondered if you had any advice for our listeners about building themselves up and setting themselves up for success through their personal brand.
Sure, no, thank you. I just want to share a story. Last night I was just going through my emails and I got an unsolicited email. I think you did mention to your listeners that, we also do the Cape Verdean Film and Television Awards. And so this individual is young. He's still, completing his studies, in the same space, drama and production. And so he's put a quality resume or he's put his brand. It's a guy, so his brand. So he sent it, and I get a lot. But last night, I looked at just how he's pitched himself and what he's saying about himself and the work that he's done to build the faith that he's now starting to sell at that early age. And I sent an email to my team to say, colleagues, I know we get a lot of these, but this one is special. Let's bring this person in, see what we can do. We may not have anything, but let's bring this person to a fold. Now, where am I going with this? Is that there's a lot of work that you need to put in for you to move from point A to point B, which means you should know what is point A, what is point B. In other words, you need to be very clear about where you want to go and how you want to look and how you want to be received as a product, as a brand, yourself. And once you know that, you'll be able to then grow you know, a line between you need to go and where you come from and find out where the gaps and those gaps you need to come. So what am I saying in simple English? It takes time, but we must prepare and prepare and prepare. Package ourselves, but also like the products themselves, people in the marketing space will know that we don't make the product that we don't know that there's a need of. So you need to be able to be in a space or taking yourself to a space where you know that there's a need of this type of a brand, there's a need of this type of a service, and then build brand package yourself to be that before you go out and sell yourself. I don't know if that's been too complicated. This subject could be a whole day on its own, yes. But it's all about being honest with yourself, with your capabilities, being honest with how far you can go, but being honest in what opportunities you're seeing, and then begin to decipher what you need for you to be a fit to that opportunity, mm-hmm. and make sure that you close those gaps. Then you're ready.
Yes, no, I think those are some very valuable lessons there. Yes, thank you very much. And then lastly, before I let you go, it is Friday. We are going into the weekend. So what are some shows or movies that you and your family have been enjoying recently, or any recommendations you would have about some films or shows?
Yeah, sure. Personally, I watch quite a lot of productions. A number of them will be on television. And I also love blockbusters. So the likes of Mkhokha, I follow it very closely. I also follow them, My Brother's Keeper, Sibongile and the Dlaminis. I also like reality TV. So there's one, when I say reality TV, I know people think I watch, The Wife in Devon. No, I don't watch that one, but I watch, you know, the one that it's Tembu, you know, polygamy, cause it's quite an interesting, subject, though I don't subscribe to it, but I watch it. And so those are type of shows that I watch. So that's what I would recommend, that people must look at it. I also watch The River.
Yes. I've been watching Mkhokha to improve my Zulu, so maybe one day compare notes to see if I was following the story right.
Oh, beautiful. No, we must do that. It's a fantastic production, but also it showcases quite a lot about KZN, not just the locations, but also the cultural, and the heritage of KwaZulu-Natal. So it's a beautiful, beautiful story that they're telling. Yeah, I'm sure you watched Shaka in them as well.
Yes. But the thing is, it's when you're watching all these shows, sometimes, you know, when you're watching and you're like, I know that place. And it kind of takes you out a little bit, but then you also get proud that you know the place.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that speaks to what we're really trying to do now is what we call film tourism. Yes. You know, where, you know, I'm sure, you know those spaces, but there are spaces that you've seen that you may not know that you want to go and see. And that's what we call now film induced tourism. It's a big topic that's coming up. Just watch the space.
Yes, yeah, we were talking about imagining futures, and you know, if you're able to look at the ocean that you've seen every day of your life, or the street that you grew up on, yeah. If you're able to see it as this imaginary, mythical, fictional space, then yeah. That can really grow the way that the possibilities you can see for yourself as well.
No, absolutely. I'm just going to, you know, challenge your listeners and say to them, whatever they're looking at now is objection for a film shoot, and they must watch this space. It may just be up on television.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for chatting to us again. I have so many questions for you, but we will let you go. Thank you very, very much. We've been speaking to Mr. Mungolosi, And yeah, he's a senior marketing executive with over 17 years experience, and he is currently the head of marketing and communications at the KZN Film Commission. If you want to listen to our conversation again, you can find it on the MUT Radio podcast.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.